Weiter in Shas, Rendav Kuf Tezayin, picking up on Kuf Tezayin. I believe it is 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down from the top of the page. I'd like to dedicate this year in honor of my son, the Bar Mitzvah boy, being Bar Mitzvah this Shabbos. Vez Hashem Yisburach Shemo. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Thank you. No, Mazel Tov. Thank you so much, Mazel Tov. So we left off yesterday with the discussion. There was a machlokas between Abaye and Rava about whether or not we're concerned that maybe someone else has the same name as found in a particular get. Abaye said that he is Choshesh, that maybe Chayshinon, that maybe someone else has the same name. Rava says that we are not Choshesh, someone has the same name. We're going to see that their sheet is kind of switched now. Ahugi did this Tachab Basura. There was a get that was found in Surah. Uksib Behachi said the following idea. Bisur masa anon bachia narda ptaris v'sarich polonis insi. In this particular city, you're called Sura. I anon bachia from narda. That's an important part. That his name is anon bachia and he's from narda. Had let go of my wife, divorced my wife, so and so. And ubatku rabbanon. They came along and they checked it out. Misura v'ad narda. They checked from all these places. V'lohava anon bachia chrina lebar. There was no one else with that name except for someone else who actually did have that name, but he wasn't from Narda. He was from Chagra, but he happened to be in Narda right now. There were these Edom that came along and they came and they said the following. The day that the get was written, he wasn't in Sura. Anan Barchia Michagra Gabon Havo. He was with us. He was within in Narda, not there. So Abaye says, Afli Didi. Says the following. Even according to me, Damin Chashinon. Even though last we saw that Abaye said that he is Yerni Choshesh, that maybe we have two of the guys of the same name, he would say over here, nah, I'm not Choshesh, that this get was written by another Anan Barchia. Because that Anan Barchia was in Arda, according to these Edom, at the time that the get was written when it was in Surah. So, Basura. How could he have been in Surah at the time? That's why Abaye says, flipping his sheet, now if Rava switches his, I'm generally not worried that maybe there's someone else with the same name that we don't know about him. But over here, and here I'm going to say that we are Choshesh. We're Choshesh, maybe there's another, there is someone else over here. And he's the one who wrote the get. Dilma begam leparchal zayin. You're going to say, but how did he get there so quickly? If he was these Edom saying that he wasn't there, no, maybe gam leparchal. Rashi says holich maher kauf pareach. He goes very quick, like a bird that flies. That's a gam leparchal, literally a flying camel. Inami, another answer is bekvitza. Maybe he jumped. Rashi explains how he jumped from one place to another. Aidei shame through using the shame Hashem. Inami mili maser. Maybe what happened here, he gave them over rishus to go ahead and to write the get. So it's going to be written by the sofer and it's going to be signed by the Edom. And then what happened? They went to Surah to write and sign the get, but he stayed in Arda. So they gave him rishus to go do something against such a thing. The Amar Lahu, Rav. Lesafri. Like Rav said to the Safri, to the Sofrim, to the scribes, when you're found in a place called Shili, if that's where you are, and that's where you're writing up the Shtar, and it's going to be signed over there, Ksov Bishili. You're going to write that's in Shili. Afagav, the Mimsaran Mili Behini. Even though it was given over this information in Hini, V'chi is Behini, and if you're found in a place called Hini, there's a place right next to each other, but one, two different cities, and if you're in Hini, and you're going to have something that's going to be over there. So, Ksova Behini, they write, In Hini, Afagav, Demitzin, Mili, Bishili. Even though ultimately the Rishus was giving over in the other place. Rashi explains, it wasn't Mili Masa, the Afa Bishalahoya Imaim, even though it wasn't there. Shalom Mitchil, Amalham, Biro, Kisfu Gatli, Ishti, Mechaka Chachel Edom Lesura, and therefore he wasn't there. And the Edom coming and saying, oh, but you money Oyisu. Aisa, you were with us in some other place. That's not a problem here because he's really writing it for another location. Now, yesterday we had a machlokas between Rav Chista and Rava about what the halacha is if someone goes and drops off sesame seeds by someone who comes back to get them and is the exact amount and he gives the simon, is he able to get it back or not? Or do we say that no, in the meantime, that they emptied it out and put new ones in over there, therefore you can't come and take it? Says Gemara, I have a lie, shumshini. What exactly is the halacha when it comes to shumshini? Is Rashi says, Micha shin and shamapina, do we choshesh that maybe it was emptied out and that there's a brand new one? Rav Yemar Amar lo chashin, we're not worried for the fact to say that it was emptied out and therefore, yeah, you have to go ahead and you have to give it back to him. Ravina Amar, Chayshino, no, we are worried that maybe it was emptied out and put back. It's not his anymore, so you don't have to give it to him. V'hilchosa, the lacha is Chayshino, and we are Taka Choshesh, and therefore you have to go ahead And I'm sorry, we are choshes that it was switched out, and therefore you do not have to give it back to the guy who claims that he left it there. Okay, now we get back to Ketata. The next part of the mission says, Ketata bino lebina. What happens if there's fighting between the husband and the wife? And then it comes back and says, he died? We don't believe her. What does that mean that they have a fight between the two of them? What exactly is that referencing? It's when they're in a fight so much that the wife says to the husband, I want a divorce. Let's get divorced. Says, what are you talking about? Everybody says that. This is what happens. Rashi says, b'shas kasson, when people get angry, they say such things like that. So therefore, that's not, don't think that that's what we're talking about. Ella, but Omer Slabayla Gerashtani. It's when she says to her husband, you divorced me, meaning the divorce already happened. That's pretty bad. That's going so far as saying she's like, I was divorced already. Says Gemara, nah, velehamnu midirav hamnuna. Why would you have to go so far as say her husband died then? Why don't we just say, okay, then we believe you that you're divorced over here in the first place. So it would make a difference. Die, didn't die. What does it make a difference? You're divorced. We're learning that from like Rav Huna, Damar of Hamnuna. Damar of Hamnuna, Isha Shamar Labayla Girishtani Ne'amen. It's a woman who says to her husband, you divorced me. We believe her if she says such a statement. Because Chazaka ain't Isha Me'iza Paneah. If Ne'abayla, a woman wouldn't be such a mechutzav right in her husband's face to go ahead and speak such a lashon if it didn't actually occur. So it doesn't make sense that the case is that she says that she actually divorced me. He says, Gemara, bro, meres gerishtani b'fnei ploni o ploni. We're talking about a case when she goes and she says to the husband that you divorced me in front of ploni o ploni, these two people. V'she'elna, we went ahead and we asked them to see if this is telling the truth or not. V'amru, lo hayu divar me'olam, this never ever happened. So she's up the creek in referencing to say that she was divorced, and now she has to go and she has to say that, oh yeah, he's dead. And now if she's dead, now she can go ahead and she can marry somebody else. Now, for the Gemara, why is it true though? My time in the Ketata, why is it that we don't go and believe her if it's time during a fight? With Chanina Amar, he says, Mishum Dimishakra, because of the fact that she may come to lie. He says, Rashi, Mirov Sinna, because of the fact she hates him so much. Miska Venice, let her ask for her love. She's happy to go and ask herself on him. Rashi, Amar, Barashi Amar, Mishum Da Amra Bididami. She's trying to get out of this in any way possible. So Rashi points out that komakum sakana shirasa, any type of sakana she sees, ainu no senes daita, she lomar shema lome. She's not going to pay attention to think maybe he didn't die. Velo and a sen, I shouldn't get married. The whole vasanula, since she hates the guy, lo daika kule. She's not really going to look into this too much, and she's happy to be out of it ASAP. Fract the Gemara. My benayu. Who cares if the reason because she's going to lie, or the reason because she's going to be the dame, she's going to assume that like maybe it was because man of shach, she's going to go off and do the wrong thing. Peep, turn the page. Kufta zan mabez. Ige benayu. The argil hud kitata. Ibai luhu, ibai luhu. Oh, sorry. I didn't explain that. Ige benayu. The argil hud kitata. That means to say where he's the one who started the fight. If you want to say according to Rav Chanina, like Rav Chanina says, that the reason is because, maybe there's some sort of lying going on over here. That's not the case of here. If she doesn't actually hate him, therefore she's not going to actually go ahead and lie. But when it comes to the idea of bididami, okay, if they're not in a good mindset, if there's some sort of fight going on, then she may be willing to go ahead and go forward with the fact of like, okay, he probably did die. What about the case of an eid echad? If an eid echad, we know, we believe the guy, but what about it? It's the case of ketata? Rashi explains, he's talking about a case that you have ketata beinu lebeinu, they have a fight between them, halach midin sam, they go on a, you know, overseas journey, you ba eid echad v'amar meis, one individual eid comes back and says he died, mi mehen or lo, do we believe him or not? Time of the eid echad mehen, and the reason why we go and believe it eid echad, mishum demilsa david l'glui, l'mashakar, because it's going to come out the truth, and it will come to lie, hachanami l'mashakar here too, he's not going to lie, you'll dilma time of the eid echad, the other reason mehen that we believe is because mishum deichad daika, dihi daika mitzvah, because she's going to check into to make sure before she ends up getting married. V'hacha kiva the isle ketata, this was a fight. Lo daika mitzvah, she's not willing to go ahead and to check it out well enough. Teku, we're left in the, up the creek. Okay, then we get the last part of the Mishnah, which says, Rabbi Huda Omer Liolam Eino, really, she won't believe her until she comes in and she's crying and she's torn clothing. And they said back to the Mishnah, ends by saying, note whether it's the fact she's like really in the state of Avelis or not. Still, we go and we believe and we let her go and she's able to get remarried. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. This Rabbi Yehuda just said that no, it's got to be crying, ripped clothing, all that kind of stuff, and then we believe it. So they said to him, "Lizvarecha, according to you, bikachas tinasi shoita lo tinasi." Then only a person is bikachas, a regular woman, straight up, she can go ahead, and she's able to get married, because a woman is a shaita, she's going to go ahead and she's going to do this type of behavior all the time. It's a normal thing for her to do. But if bikachas tinasi, she'll be able to go ahead and remarry, because it's not a normal thing for her to do. Is that really true? Nah, we know it's not. Ella, achazu v'achazu tinasi. Actually, both of them, whether they show their crying and mourning and all that craziness or not, are able to go ahead and continue. They're able to go ahead and to remarry. And we have a story time. Ahuda Asya Lebeit Dina de Rabbi Yehuda. There was someone who came along. There's a woman who came to the Beis Din of Rabbi Yehuda, and she claims that her husband had died. Okay, so Amulei, they came along and they said to her, Sipti Baalech, Kiri Manech, Sisri Mazanech, go ahead and cry for your husband, and rip your clothing, and have your hair all messed up. Go and mess up your hair. Alfua Shikra. Rashi says Bitamia. Read that wrong. So it's Alfua Shikra. Right? Are they going ahead? Are they teaching her how to lie? He says Rashi, Imkra Bihuda Svirlahu, De Aina Neamana, Selim Kane Bocha, Lamahura Lubuch. Why are we telling her? Bihuda says you don't trust her unless we tell her to cry. So then why are they telling her to cry? I was gonna make it up. Says Gemara, Inu Kurabanatru. No, the ones who said that they should do that, they hold like the Rabbanan. That the what? That the fact that she goes ahead and says that her husband died, they believe even if she's not such a state. But they knew that Rabbi Yehuda is not going to let her get divorced and such a thing. So therefore they said, right, Amri Tavid Hachi Keichet Delishule. Make sure that you go ahead and you behave like this in order that he lets you off the hook. Because Lamaisa, we hold you don't need to be doing it, but he doesn't. And in order to have this problem, is make sure you go ahead and crying. Beautiful. Zuck the next Mishnah. Now, important to know just what we spoke about a couple days ago. We discussed that again. A husband and wife go ahead. They go on vacation. She comes back and says, my husband died. We said that she's allowed to get remarried. Now we see this is actually a Machlokas Beisham Beisilal. Beisilal, Mirmelo Shamanu. So in other words, what it means is that the only time that we hear that we actually accept such a circumstance is when he comes from the grain harvest and he's in the same country, just like the story that actually occurred, which we're going to see what that's talking about is exactly the maisa that happened. The Gemara is going to go into that there was a woman who came along and she said that her husband was bitten by a snake and he was killed while he was harvesting wheat in a field that's around the area where they are. So there, and what happened? They sent them to Beis Din to go check it out. And it turned out to be this is actually the case. So only in such a case, which is right there, right in front of us, and we can investigate and check it out, and she's going to be scared to lie, that's what we'll accept it. But if we'd be in a different country, then we wouldn't believe it. Amar lehem b'shamay, see back to b'shil, achas habam in a katsir, they say, whether she's coming from the katsir, which is meaning like the story that was told, v'achas habam in a zesim, or it's coming from olives, v'achas habam in a batsir, or it's coming from grapes, when they would harvest grapes, v'achas habam in medina le'medina, or it's coming from a different country, right, it's not particular, lo dibri chacham in a katsir, ele b'hova, then they told the story about the katsir, because it happened to be the story the mice had actually occurred by, but don't get so caught up. Rashi says, mice shahoya kachaya, v'hu adin l'chol makomas, any place that this would occur, this would be fine. Chazu beis hillel l'horos ke beis shammai, and then beis hillel said, you know what? We're going to go like beis shammai. Wow, so they backed up and they went with beis shammai. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, amr le beis shammai, the beis hillel. Shammai says to beis hillel, l'divreichem, according to your words. The only time we're going to accept it is, ein li ela, katsir chitim, kitsirs oreminayin. Got to be the same matzav. So, any other ketzir chitim that I only know, like the story was told of a ketzir chitim. I said the ma'aseh shahaya was a ketzir chitim, was the grain harvest. Holly, as we're going to see, kidla kaman. What about ketzir solim? Let's say it would have been a barley harvest. Ve'inli ela kotzer, and I only know in a case where we're talking about that they were harvesting botzer mosik goder oder minayin. How do we know that we believe her that if he died, if he was involved with botzer, which is grapes, when he's taking out grapes, mosik is when he's removing olives. It's another word for it, the way they'd spoken over there. Goder is reference to dates when he would pull out the dates, or oder, and then when he's getting all the figs. Ela ma'isa shahaya b'kotzer. And you would also agree with Huadin, Lekulu, and all these different types of harvests. The Hachinami over here also, when this wife is in one country, she's in another one, that should also be okay. Maisha Shahayibo Samedina happened to use in the same country. Huadin, Lekulu, but also would be in any type of country. So what's going on over here? He says back to them. So Beisela, what do they say back to this type of circumstance? To his statement. Again, this is obviously talking about before they changed their mind, because if after they changed their mind, then they changed their mind and they agree with Beis Shammai. He's talking about beforehand. What would they say? Ba'osa Medina, they would say back that Ba'osa Medina, the Shchiach, because there's a lot of people over there and they know what's going down. She's going to be nervous to go out and to lie. But Medina, Cheres, you don't have other people that know all the matzah that's going on over there. Therefore, Lomir says she's not going to be nervous to go out and to lie over there. And therefore, we can't go ahead and say that we're going to believe her Eidos. Bisham, what did Bisham say back then? What are you talking about here also in the case where there's other countries, because there are people that come in caravans and they go from place to place, and therefore we are worried that we're going to get busted, and therefore we allow this to actually go through. My Maisa Shoyna, what exactly was the story that happened that we keep referring to? It was the end of the wheat harvest. Rashi says that Shilfi is Sof Ktsir Chitim. That's the Lashon Shlaf Ish, meaning that it's over, it's the end of it. And Vahokha Sarbani Adum Luxor Chitim, 10 people went out to go out to be Kotzer Chitim. They wanted to go and they wanted to harvest the wheat. Nashu Nashach Le'echad Mehan. Mace, one of them, a snake popped out and bit him, and he died. Ubasi Ishto Vudia LeBeisin, and his wife came and she told the Beisin about what happened. That he died. But Shalchu Matsu Kivra, and they went out and they said, and they found it like she said. Moshe Shah Amr, at that moment he said, Isha Shah Amr Mace Bailey Tina say, a woman who says that my husband died, she can go ahead and she's allowed to get married. In other words, we believe her. We are allowed to say that she's dead and she's good to go. Mace Bailey. Now, another case is not only in terms of going ahead and marrying out, but also marrying someone outside of the family. But also, if she says, my husband died, she's also able to do Yibam. And we go and we believe her enough that she has to go do Yibam now. In other words, we believe her enough to say that her husband died, and now she would have to do Yibam. Not only the marriage thing, but also Yibam. Same difference. Now we're going to see that maybe, we're going to attempt to show that maybe that there were these Tanaim that actually argued similar to this idea. Let's say the Chananya ben Akiva and the Chamim, they are the Rabbanim, they are actually arguing within this world. The Tanya learned in the Braisa, Lo Yisa Adam Me Chatas Ve'efer Chatas. Lo Yisa Adam. A person shouldn't take. The Mechata was a paraduma. Oh, ding, 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 ding. Lublin strikes again in Eretz Yisrael. By Zuchukas paraduma. Lo Yisadam Mechatas, Ve'efer Chatas. A person shouldn't take the Mechatas, the water of the Chatas, or the Efer Chatas, the ash of the Chatas. Ve'avirim bi'yardein b'sfina, and go and bring them to the Yardin into a boat. This, my friends, a throwback to Chagiga, the end of Chagiga. You shouldn't go and take all this stuff, these type of materials of the Paraduma, and bring them across the Yarden. Or you shouldn't sit on one side and throw it over to the other side. And by doing such a thing, Rashi points out that the Shalnar, the Hainu Nami Dumi Desfina, Shapachom Avriyapanimayim, it's just like the case of the boat. Velo Yishitam Apanimayim, and you also shouldn't go ahead and float it across the river. Velo Yarkivim. But wait, there's more. Also, velo yarkivim lo gabi behem velo gabi chaver. You shouldn't go and ride them on the animal or on the friend. Elim kain, unless how you ruggle of nogos bekarkas, feet are on the ground. Rashi says, shall elyon nogos bemayim bekarka im kain ragulus raglav shelyon. Now, what are we talking about over here, right? Because now it doesn't look like it's going in a boat. When the person goes and carries it, and he lifts it up. So in the case of the river, it's not part of this actual gezera. Aval mavirin ala gesher, you let it go and you let it bring it over a gesher. As she says, to ka'aris michtahi va'adam mavir holich kol shabar raglav in a domas fina. That's what we just read a little bit. Echad yardin the echad shar naharos, and this is, we're talking about both of what it's a yardin or any type of river. Now, Rechananya ben Akiva, where he comes and says, Lo Amru Elu Yardin Uvesvina. The only thing that we said is actually talk a problem is the Yardin, the Jordan River, and Uvesvina, and in a boat. Why this goes back to the same exact thing we're saying seems to be very specific. It's like the story that actually occurred. Oh, what story happened? There was some sort of gezerah that happened. That lemer abanan and army kibishamay. Let's say that the abanan, they're holding like bishamay. That they say what? That they say that, it's even something with this beyond just a particular halacha it said. He holds like Beis Hillel. It's only the particulars of that exact story that happened. It's like Beis Hillel says, we're going to see what the story was in just a moment, but again, we saw this in the Chagiga, but here's the point. So we see each one holds like the other one, right? Is that what's going on? They say, we could even be saying like Beis Hillel. Meaning we, the ones that go to actually expound the beyond just a particular message, we can even say like Beis Hillel, because that can look on my Beis Hillel Hassam. Elim Shem Demir says, over there, the reason why Beis Hillel would say, over there, she's scared to lie because she's getting caught in her lie. And therefore, since she's scared to do such a thing, therefore, we go and we believe her. But Malcolm Kar Mir says, she's only scared when the thing is just close. But Malcolm Racha Klamir says, if it's far away, then she's not scared. She's not nervous that something's going to happen. Therefore, we don't go ahead and believe her. Hacha Mali Yardin Mali Shanaharos. But in our case over here, when you're talking about the case of transporting the Chattas, the May Chattas and the Efer Apara, right, where the Isser was set up, because of a story that they were done over a particular place where there was Tuma. So what does it make a difference if it's something that's over the Yarden, it's over another river? Hacha mali Yarden, mali shanaharos. Chananya ben Akiva omelecha. He says back, ana d'amri afle b'shamay. I can go ahead and explain. So that's how the Rabban Akiva said like Beis Hillel. Chananya ben Akiva omelecha, you could say, ana d'amri afle b'shamay. I could even go in the world of b'shamay, because I can look how b'shamay hasam elu misham di'i daiko mitzvah. Over there, b'shamay said that they listen to the wife because of the fact that she's going to check it out and see exactly what's going on. Mali makam karo, mali makam rachak. What does it make a difference whether it's closer or as far? She's going to check it out. Hacha mishamay sa shahaya. But over here, when it comes to the idea of going transporting the mechatas and the ephra para, when it's not on the ground, so then there's nothing really to be nervous about. And then the answer was only because of something that happened. B'yardin of svina dahava maisa gazar abanan. Right? That what happened was that there was by the Yarden, the river, the Jordan River, and something was taken by boat, which, the Chacham made a gezerah. B'shar Naharos, the Lavin, Maisa, Logos, Rabbanan. But when it comes to other rivers, which wasn't happening from the story, then they actually were not gozer. Now, we've been talking to code the whole time. My Maisa Shahaya, what exactly is this Maisa Shahaya that everyone's talking about, that something had happened with Mechatas or Efra Para? I'm going to read on Rav. Maisa about the Shahaya Mavir Mechatas, Vifrachatas, Biyardin, Ubisvina, very specific, in the Yardin and on a boat. Venimsa Kazayis Men a Mace, Tachuf Bekarkoyis Shosvina. And they found that there was a piece of a mace, a Kazayis, that was stuck in the area of the floor, right, that was on this boat they were on. Osa Shah Amru, so at that moment, so what happened was is that the Kli that had the Mechatas in it went over the area which was the Tumma was, and ended up becoming Tame. So Osa Shah Amru, that time they said that Lo Yisa'ada Mechatas Vivrachatas Vivirim Biyardin Mesfina. But it came at the Gezer, a person can have the car, the Chata Mechatas and the Efra Para, and go over the Jordan while being in a boat. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Once again, I want to wish my son an amazing Mazel Tov. And if anyone finds themselves in Yerushalayim Mir Kodesh, feel free to stop by. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. A great, great day.